My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, doesn't it feel different? It feels different to me. That's a whole lot of drama. That's a whole lot of worrying. And I would say about half of one quarter in, you could still worry. You'd be like, oh, they went three and out. And then they got a field goal where they went three and out. And then Aaron Rodgers marched them down the field. And Breece Hall threw a football off the back wall. And the Jets are thinking upset. And they lead 7-3. 65,000 have been led to sit on their hands. And from that moment forward, oh my goodness, complete and total dominance all across the board. I don't think there's one aspect of 49er football. Nothing was perfect, but you're not going to take shots at any aspect of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, coaching, any position group. Nobody was terrible. Nobody left a bunch on the table out there. Complete and total dominance of a team that is one of the top 10 favorites in the NFL and an entire offseason of stress has been put to rest.
For the most part, yeah. You got a wide receiver who didn't go to camp and had two drops, sure, which is not good, but you won by 13, so it's not even a headline. And it's the only thing I thought of when you were laying that out about, you know, nobody or no aspect was disappointing. That was about the only disappointing thing, and it didn't matter, right, because your offense was humming. You scored on 8 possessions in a row, and it was night-night. And people want to talk about, oh, those field goals, they need to be touchdowns, and that has to be touchdowns. Okay, so you want to score 56 points in an NFL game, which is extremely rare. And yeah, 2 touchdowns and 6 field goals, you'd rather have it be the other way around, which would be 48 points.
That's,
I get that.
Points.
But you scored. You got the ball, and you scored. And when you do that, it doesn't matter if it's a ton of threes. You're going to win a lot of games.
You're going to win a ton of games. 9 straight drives with points is phenomenal. And yes, you know, those who want to say you got to be better in the red zone is interesting. I mean, Jake Moody was so great because they didn't get to the red zone a whole lot. I thought they were fine once they got into the red zone. It was kind of the high red where things were stalling out sometimes. And sure, a ball was dropped in the end zone. And we will talk about that because Peyton Manning on ManningCast left nothing on the table there. And I have an observation about what it sounded like in the stands when that happened, because Brandon Ayuk, I do think there's something he's going to have to be ready for. He probably is. But the tone around Brandon Ayuk is a little different now. When stuff like that happens, I'm sure it'll dissipate and he'll get back to himself and everything will be fine. But sure, you can nitpick everywhere. But all in all, to me, last night served as a humongous pill of medication to calm everyone and everything down. They still very much look like an elite football team. And the stress got ramped up, as we know, right before kick.
Of course, yeah.
With Christian out. And for them to end up looking like that without Christian, I think served another helping
for sure
of anxiety reducers.
I get it. And I think the anxiety was among the fan base. I think the team kind of was self-confident knowing that they're a really good team. But now that they've gone out and showed it, they showed it on Monday night, and you score 8 times in a game. And it was really never in doubt after the Jets scored the touchdown to take the lead. Okay, nice drive. Nice touchdown. It didn't mean anything as far as the flow and the rhythm of the game. The right. Niners go right back and they score, and then they turn the faucet off on the Jets, and you saw why this team is going to be really good if healthy. Complimentary football. The offense didn't need touchdowns. Field goals and ball possession, that's fine. And then the defense would get them the ball back, and they'd score three, or they'd get seven this time. And they did the classic Shanahan double up, where you score at the end of the half, and you get the ball to start the third, and you score again. And at that point, it was night-night. Shanahan and the team was in complete control of that game from about the 10-minute mark all the way through.
So we would love to hear from you today. And we made this kind of a tradition over the last couple of years after 49er games and play a little game of what we learned. 888-957-9570. Your reaction to the football game, you can take that wherever you want to go. What did we learn? It can be good. It can be bad. It can be anywhere in between. We'd love to hear from you today. 888-957-9570. The day after games, we leave our guest list relatively clean because we just want that to be you. So give us a ring. What did you learn? What did you think? 888-957-9570. You keep saying, and this is absolutely accurate, that if they are blessed with health, and that is, of course, a standard for all NFL football teams. But I will say this. There's a chance that that football team that we watched last night, that football team, over the next handful of weeks, is going to acquire Christian McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw, portions of Brandon Ayuk, and the breath of Trent Williams. That team is going to acquire D. Winters. That football team stands within reason to get even better.
Talanoa Hufanga as well.
Talanoa Hufanga, thank you very much. Yeah, and the rookies who will keep getting better. And the other big observation for me is I've always thought this, it's the least sexy thing to do in the world. However, it's what makes football teams good. If you get a great amount of production from your offensive line, you will play great football.
Yeah.
And they were fantastic last night. If they play like that, Niners going to go a long way.
Especially the way they had the run game going. They had the Jets on skates. And the beauty of watching Dominic Pooney is that you feel like you can run right now when you need to get a big play or you need a big yard. It's been a lot of run left behind Trent throughout the majority of his time here because he's a Hall of Famer. And it's pretty bankable to do that. But now you've got the ability to run right. And they did it a lot behind Pooney last night. And you got that one drive where it was just run after run, left, right, toss, and the rest of it. I thought Shanahan was in his bag. Once he realized that the offensive line had to jump on the Jets, he realized he could just run them into the ground, and he did.
Yep, absolutely. And then I also thought, and I know what happens. It's the fantasy football world in which we live. It's box score babies who don't really watch the game with a fine-tooth comb. And I totally get it, but last night was an absolutely phenomenal night for the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers because he has been told his entire career, yeah, that's fine, plucky little Brock. You're very, very good because of everything around you, and you have a good coach and a good system, and so you know how to run that very well. But what would you ever do? And in fact, the future contract that everyone worries about is based on what would you do when you don't have your top weapons around you. And for him to play the way he did, turnover free, under control, moving the ball consistently, very high percentage again with his passes, to do all of that and be on point. And by the way, how much better would his night have looked if he had about 25 more yards and a touchdown throw?
Exactly.
Which all Brandon has to do is hold on to the ball. To do that without Christian McCaffrey on the field, that is a significant moneymaker night on Monday Night Football for Brock Purdy.
Yeah, he was solid. He didn't have to do anything too spectacular. He made the throws he needed to, and he didn't make mistakes. And that basically became the blueprint early on in that game because the ground attack was going to be so prolific. You had a lot of third and short, second and short for Brock. They converted. He made a couple of the big throws he needed to make. But by and large, that was not a go-win-the-game-for-us Brock kind of atmosphere. Once you got on top and then you got that first score in the third quarter, that's when you realize that the Jets were going to be up against it, and they hadn't moved the ball other than the one drive early in that first quarter. So you got up by two scores and you were able to just to put it into second gear. And so Brock didn't have to really do anything too spectacular. which is what you really want from your quarterback.
I mean, but he was at, like, I look
he
more.
He was good. He's fine. Yeah,
I look at, like, the plays that are there and what do you do with him? His accuracy largely was very good. I know he missed some throws here and there. He threw a huck one over Kyle Juszczyk's head at one point. But I would say not only did he not turn the ball over, I only saw maybe one throw that even made me think.
Oh, it was risky.
That was kind of dicey. It was the one that he threw to Saubert.
Double coverage.
Yes, down the right seam. And you know, he put it high, which is what you want to do. You want to put it high. There were a lot of people, actually, that put it high last night. I've smelled it. But anyway, like, he put it high. That's what you want to do. Give your receiver a chance at a finger tipper. Thank you. It was. We know Levi Stadium and how you do it. But anyway, he threw it at a spot that it was probably going to be incomplete, and it was.
Yeah.
But that was the only throw where, like...
One of my seatmates called it a Jimmy Ono throw.
No, it's not. And I know which one that would be, but
it's
not.
Quite. I agree, but...
It's not.
It was into double coverage, and it was high, and it felt unnecessary, but...
It's also third down, and you're throwing all the way downfield into the other team's red zone.
I get it.
So you're like, if it...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gets picked, it's a punt. You know what I mean? And speaking of punting, do the Niners have a punter? I saw Wisnowski early. Did he get hurt? Because I didn't see him come back out onto the field the rest of the game.
No, they scored on 8 consecutive possessions.
Correct.
So when you do that, and that's actually what Kyle was saying after the game. He's like, yeah, I know. I didn't really see Mitch and stuff. And so I don't know how many points, you know, how many times in a row and stuff. But
he left, man. He went golfing.
Seriously. He punts a minute and 29 seconds into the game. Just go home.
Go home.
What if he's like, I'm out of here. You guys won't need me.
Draymond actually got called down to the field and goes, we don't need you.
Nice.
We don't need you.
Man.
What a great night.
Clinic.
What a great night.
And, should put everyone at ease.
It should. And you know, look, what was our whole thing about week one in the NFL? Boy, everybody looks out of sync. And the Niners certainly had their moments right out of the gate. You know, 3-and-out. And another 3-and-out even after they get the fumble and you're up 3-0. But this is how I would put it. I thought the 49ers got their stuff together largely quicker than just about any other NFL team that I saw over the weekend. I mean, the Saints looked like they had their act together. I don't know if they were just playing the Panthers.
Sure.
But there were very few teams that looked like they got their act together in the first half of their football game. The Niners were one of them.
Yeah, and when they get that going with a backup running back, RB2, who he may be RB1 again this week. We don't know if Christian McCaffrey is going to be able to answer the bell or not, but going into this week, if you don't have McCaffrey, you feel better than you did yesterday at about 4 o'clock.
What a night for him.
What a night.
What a great night for him. And we will get to, you know, someone in another city, because the Niners played on Monday Night Football, had me on their radio show today, and he referred to, go ahead, Grandy. He referred to what happened with Mason last night as the controversy after the game. And I kind of was like, I'm bummed about that word. It's probably not wrong. I guess JP clearly was agitated and he looked right at a room full of media members and said, this is why I don't like talking to the media. And it's interesting to do that when it's literally like your first time that the media is ever really focused on you. And so I don't know. Was it controversial? I just found it all in all disappointing. I understand the media stumbled into this stuff, and we'll explain to you what happened if you don't know. But they stumbled into this. I do think they have to ask the questions. I don't have any problem with the questions, but I also understand why Mason was annoyed and sort of gun-shy on answering any of this stuff. And in the end, I just find it unfortunate. Last night should have been a night where Mason thought, this is the greatest night of my life. This is the greatest night of my professional life. And instead, he's like mad after the game. So that's kind of a bummer.
It's a bummer. And it's also, I think, the scourge, the dark underbelly of gambling in our sports. Because of gambling, we have to have official designations. And because we need official designations, and you tell somebody something on Friday, theoretically, and something happens on Sunday where you change the designation of a player at the last minute, there is a certain amount of competitive edge to it, if they wanted to do that. I believe it was just a misunderstanding where
I agree with you.
They said to him on Friday, dude, we're going to need you.
Right.
And maybe he will start. It doesn't mean that he's going to take 80% of the carries if he happens to start.
I took it the same way, that they looked at him on Friday and said, your role is probably going to be much more significant on Monday night.
So
does that mean you're starting, getting 28 carries? Does it mean Christian's in a baseball cap? It doesn't mean any of those things. But when someone says, hey, when did you find out that this was going to be different? He's like, Friday.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
To me, that doesn't compromise the legality, and the Niners should not be facing any punishment for anything that they did that was nefarious, because there's nothing there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.